Hello, I'm Gary Newman.
Thank you.
If you like my dog, it's great. I'll find him now in
Hello, you're listening to episode 83 of The Sound of Electricity, the podcast that travels from the original New Wave up to the modern club scene, always playing the best in synthesizer music. I'm Matthew Holbrook. You've just been listening to A Prayer for the Unborn by Gary Newman in its Grayed Up remix form. This was originally on the Pure Tour edition released in 2001, and it changed the way Newman performed the song live. It follows the Tenet Grayed Up remix we started the last podcast with. Newman is on Facebook with 280,000 followers. Electronic Sound Magazine has just reached issue 100. It's celebrating with a double CD for subscribers who pay for the bonus items each month. This Futurism release includes 23 new tracks. I've selected Science Fiction Movies by John Fox. This was a demo for a project with Paul Daly that ultimately did not get taken forward. It related to a time when Fox was watching a low-quality B-movie when 7 years old. He has 17,000 followers on Facebook.
Sound. projected them onto my life. I projected them onto my wife. Science fiction movies on the walls.
That was John Fox with Science Fiction Movies from Futurism. We've just had Record Store Day. It was the coldest one of these I can remember, and it took me the rest of the day to warm up again. The next 9 tracks are going to be played from some of those releases. I'd already mentioned that Republica Speed Ballers was coming. This is on clear vinyl, limited to 1,000 copies. We had Luxury Cage on Podcast 67 and From Rush Hour With Love on Podcast 79. We now have Fading of the Man. It's a shame the original release of the album tanked because of record company issues, so it's good to see it getting a bit of love again. The band have 19,000 followers on their Facebook group.
Stop.
That was Republica with Fading of the Man from Speed Ballads. Nipolysis is the 11th Simple Minds album and it came out in 1998, the time when they moved from Virgin to Chrysalis. This record day made its debut on vinyl in lime green. We haven't had anything from this before, so I'll play the first single, Glitterball. The other single taken from the album was War Babies. The band have 946,000 followers on their Facebook page. That was Simple Minds with Glitterball from Nipolysis. Next, it's a double vinyl from Tears for Fears called Saturnine, Marshall and Lunatic. This is a B-side and rare track compilation that originally came out in June 1996, complete with thoughts from the band on each track. It includes the stopgap single The Way You Are that came out between The Hurting and Songs of the Big Chair albums. Here we're going to have the second song from the first record, and it's called The Big Chair, originally the B-side of the single Shout from 1984. The band have 2 million followers on Facebook. You've just been listening to Tears for Fears with The Big Chair from Saturnine, Marshall and Lunatic. Next we have Rare Birds, a rare track compilation from A Flock of Seagulls. It shares a cover with its self-titled debut album, albeit with a pink tinge. I've selected a track we've not had before called Tanglimara. This was originally a bonus track on the 12-inch of the single Telecommunication back in September 1981. The band have 123,000 followers on their Facebook page. That was A Flock of Seagulls with Tanglamara from Rare Birds. In common with a lot of artists from the time, Howard Jones did quite a few live appearances at the BBC. Not many of these have appeared on vinyl, and so these have been collected on a double blue vinyl release called Live at the BBC. We're now going to hear his August 1983 debut single called New Song. The year before he banned Frankie's Relax, BBC DJ Mike Reed refused to play New Song because he thought it was too similar to Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill. I can't hear that myself, and Howard denied any links to it in later interviews. We had a new studio version of New Song on Podcast 22. Howard has 137,000 followers on his Facebook page. That was Howard Jones with new song from Live at the BBC. In their 1980s heyday, Duran Duran fashioned some of their biggest songs into night versions aimed at clubs. They did this by re-recording new versions in the studio rather than just splicing up existing recordings. Carnival was a September 1982 EP of night versions, and it was only released in certain markets. The track listing also varied in different countries. It came out on vinyl for Record Store Day in 2023 as Rio Carnival with 6 tracks from the Rio album and was limited to 10,000 copies. We now play my favourite night version, Hungry Like the Wolf, the May 1982 single that reached number 5 in the UK and reached gold status. The band have 3.1 million followers on Facebook. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Sound of Electricity podcast.
You've just had Duran Duran with Hungry Like the Wolf, the night version from Rio Carnival. Echo and the Bunnymen also did lots of performances for the BBC. Their 1997 Peel Sessions have been released as a 12-inch single. This includes two songs from the Evergreen album that was new at the time, as well as two classic tracks. Here we're going to have May 1980 single Rescue, that was subsequently added to the Crocodiles album that came out in July 1980. The band have 491,000 followers on their Facebook page. That was Echo and the Bunnymen with Rescue from Peel Sessions 1997. Haircut 100 have their 40th anniversary release of their Pelican West album out at the moment. We had the Love Plus One single on the previous podcast. Record Store Day saw the availability on red vinyl of their April 1982 concert at Hammersmith Odeon, promising hysteria and no overdubs. From this I've selected April 1982's single Fantastic Day, that reached number 9 in the UK chart. I think they're fairly new to Facebook, and so far they've only had 2,700 followers.
It's a fantastic day!
That was Haircut 100 with Fantastic Day from Live at Hammersmith Odeon, 100% live. We had Landscape's Einstein A Go-Go main hit on podcast 32 and followed on podcast 37 with the less successful single Norman Bates. Their 1981 second album From the Tea Rooms of Mars to the Hellholes of Uranus came out for Record Store Day, including these two tracks remastered on clear vinyl. From this release I've selected a different track called Computer Person. That was Landscape with Computer Person from the album called From the Tea Rooms of Mars to the Hellholes of Uranus. That's it for the Record Store Day releases this time. We'll start the rest of the podcast with Covenant featuring Necro Facility with Lightbringer from the January 2011 Modern Ruin album. We featured this album twice before with Judge of My Domain on podcast 71 and Get on podcast 19. This is Covenant's 11th appearance on the podcast, and the band have 93,000 followers on their Facebook page. Necro Facility have 5,100 followers on theirs, and their label is at progressproductions.bandcamp.com.
Bring the light down the sky and torch the lives. Bring it all into parts. Bring the light. Just for a little while. Bring the light down the sky and torch the lives. Bring it all into parts. Bring the light down the sky. Torch
That was Covenant featuring Necrofacility with Lightbringer from Modern Ruin. We had the Bombay mix of The Mission's Tower of Strength on podcast 49. We now have a live version of that single from Deja Vu, live at Shepherd's Bush Empire, that came out last year. The Mission have 102,000 followers on their Facebook page. That was The Mission with Tower of Strength from Deja Vu live at Shepherd's Bush Empire. Now in our club section we'll have a second track from Perpetuous Dreamer. This is the Rising Star remix of The Sound of Goodbye. On podcast 79 we had the Rising Star mix of the track Dust. It came out in 2014 on Armada Music and is available from beatport.com.
Every face I see is cold as ice. Everything I touch is pale. Ever since I lost imagination, like a stream that flows into the sea, I am lost for all eternity. Ever since you took your love away from me.
That was Perpetuous Dreamer with The Sound of Goodbye, the Rising Star remix. Every Other Way is a seminal track by BT and Jess. We had the Pure Energy extended remix of this back on podcast 11. We're now going to have the Adam Ellis extended remix that came out on the 3rd of March on Black Hole Recordings. It can be found on Beatport. BT is on Facebook with 722,000 followers on his page, and Jess has 245,000 followers on hers.
Is it strange? I call you. How do you think that I might forget? Oh, my love is radiating farther away.
That was BT and Jess with Every Other Way, the Adam Ellis extended remix. We'll finish this time with a June 2015 pure mix of the single Once by Soda Stone and Aiko. It's on Black Hole Recordings, and once again, it's attainable from beatport.com. Soda Stone is on Facebook with 180,000 followers, and Aiko have 4,000 followers on their page.
I can feel you near, but I can't touch you now anymore. And all of these regrets, I carry them with me through this life, through this life. What if love was just a passing phase? What if it walked out the door and could never be replaced? What if love only comes once? Only
That was Solar Stone and Ico with Once the Pure Mix. That brings us to the end of The Sound of Electricity episode 83. Podomatic is the place where the most recent episodes can be found. This allows users on Deezer, iTunes, Google Podcasts and Amazon Podcasts to find new episodes of this show. All 83 episodes of this podcast are archived on mixcloud.com/thesoundofelectricity. This podcast also has a Twitter feed and its own group on Facebook. Please email promos and correspondence to thesoundofelectricity@gmail.com. If you can think of anyone else who would enjoy this podcast, please share a link with them. That's all for this time, and I'll be back in a month or so for podcast 84. We'll play out with a bit more of that grade-up mix of A Prayer for the Unborn by Gary Newman.